503 VARadio.com.
What would an hour of America tonight be like if we didn't mention, at least for a few minutes, the horrible debt ceiling and all the talk, blah, 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 going on in Washington. The warnings, the chaos, the meetings. So what's the latest? It's all part of the Sunday swirl because you know what Sunday is about. It means politics in the morning. Pick any alphabet. In other words, letters strung together for a network. NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, you know what I mean. MSNBC, anywhere. BBC. Even they're talking about our debt. Of course they are. Why not? Raise the fear overseas. So Nancy Pelosi had her own thoughts on the debt ceiling and saying that, taking a swipe at the Republicans, saying that Eric Cantor really can't handle what is a plain fact, especially when it comes to taxes, and also that the president is very involved and wants this to be solved with both the Democrats and the Republicans. In the meantime, Mitch McConnell agrees that, look, let's wrap this sucker up, but they don't want to deal, the Republicans, with the taxes, in other words, raising taxes on certain people for certain things. So the bickering continues. Slash or taxes? Taxes or slash the spending? What do we do? Where are we slashing? What are we taking out? And this is the problem. Democrat, Republican, whoever it is, it's called CYA. Cover your own, basically. And it continues. It doesn't matter what the issue is. I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be cynical, but it's the truth. So take a listen to Pelosi and McConnell right off the bat.
The president has been involved. He's talked about bipartisanship. He's talked about balance and what we do. Leader Cantor can't handle the truth when it comes to these tax subsidies for big oil, for corporations sending jobs overseas, for giving tax breaks to the wealthiest people in our country.
We'd like to wrap this up. I mean, one of the reasons we are meeting tomorrow is that I think both the Democrats and the Republicans would like to come together and finish this negotiation and finish it sometime soon.
All right, so they are coming together on Monday to meet with the president to try to figure out if they can bridge the widening chasm that continues between both sides of the aisle on what to do over the debt ceiling. Raise it? Don't raise it. Go after the interest and pay that off? Would that work? What's to do? What to do? What to do? We'll see if there's any kind of a compromise. I doubt that that's going to happen overnight. In fact, this game will probably continue well into July because nothing is going to happen. There's no default till the first couple of days of August. So my prediction is we're going to hear the same thing over and over and sadly over again. While you were sleeping or taking a load off over the weekend, you might have missed a couple of things. Besides all the nonsense about arguing over money and where we're going to be and what we need to do, there is this issue going on with a nuclear power plant that is threatened, as you know, by the swollen Missouri River, and a top regulator in the nuclear biz reassured us that the nuclear power plant threatened by flooding was operating safely and according to standards. You know, when people talk that way, it always makes me a little doubtful. In other words, the idea is to make sure that there's not widespread panic and too much conversation, I think, about this. Because the plant is not too far from Omaha. You've got snow melt and all the rains. That's forcing the Missouri to fly over the banks. And it hasn't, you know, it might not have flooded the plant. And sure, there might be the water receding a little bit. But I can see why people are concerned about it. Because you're talking about a matter of feet. And if the floodwaters keep on going the way they are, even with a little bit of a receding on that river, there is no, I don't care who they are, there is no guarantee that something catastrophic can't happen here. And here's what one thing that did happen. On Sunday, workers that were there accidentally deflated an auxiliary berm that they put in for protection at the plant. So, and they were quick to say, look, I mean, they being the OPPD, which is the Omaha Public Power District, they run this thing, they own this thing. So they're saying, well, listen, it was just a supplemental deal anyway, and it gave workers a little more freedom, but it wasn't essential, so don't worry about it. But initially they told us, well, this is great because we got this here, so this is extra protection. So that doesn't make you feel good about that. An NRC inspection at Fort Calhoun a couple of years ago showed that there were some deficiencies in the flood preparation area. But they're saying at the plant that they've removed all that. So floodwater up to 2 feet deep is standing on the site of that plant, which is shut down. It was shut down in April. It hasn't been operational since April. But I'd say that I can understand why some people who live near the plant might be concerned and why so many of them are calling to find out, is the water going to get that high? Where's the water? What's going on? You know, they keep claiming that they're going to keep operating, but yet supposedly there was safety measures and whatnot, and one of them was keeping it shut down. Now, not to confuse everyone, there are two plants kind of in the wake of this. One is 20 miles north of Omaha, and one is 80 miles or so. So Monday, there's the Fort Calhoun plant and that they're visiting, by the way, meaning more of these nuclear folks, those that can look at it and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, so you have these little protections in, but this isn't enough. And then there's another one. And I think that adds to the, certainly it adds to the, stress of the people who are in the wake of the swollen Missouri River. And I understand that, because what happened in Fukushima, I would be a little bit concerned no matter what they're pressing out to me, no matter what they are saying. If you have any thoughts on the show and you want to send them to us, remember, you can always send them to us at americatonight.net. One last thing here in this opening salvo. A big weekend in politics for Michelle Bachmann at the Iowa caucuses. In a poll that was taken, the Des Moines Register, one of their first polls, she was neck and neck, really, with Mitt Romney, just 1 point behind him on the Republican side of things, of course, which shows that she's viable as a candidate in many circles, and this is just the beginning. The poll will boost her and create, I think, more attention for the possible nomination. She's neck and neck with Romney. What does it all mean? We're going to be talking about that for weeks to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Delaney, coast to coast and the nooks and crannies in between. Well, let me tell you, last week the Supreme Court made some noise. Not everybody psyched about the decision on the Walmart class action claim because they're the largest employer in U.S. history, right? So this case doesn't go forward. Let me tell you about it in a nutshell in case you missed this. What you had was... You had a suit. You had the plaintiffs who were trying to include as many as 1.6 million females in this, or 1.6 million for all the females in this sex discrimination case. And what it was about was the class action kind of gives you the hint there is all these various women who say they were not treated correctly by Walmart, that it was a gender bias thing, why they didn't get promotions and whatnot. So the court split 5-4, not necessarily a surprise there, over whether the group presented a common claim in seeking an injunction that would have forced Walmart to change its employment practices. And I think I said this on a previous show, but it's worth repeating because the case was worth billions of dollars in damages, potentially anyway. And the split court immediately sets off the everybody going in different directions in the case. It would have to be, I'm sure, separately some of these women could file. And the company's vice president, of course, gloating, said, look, Walmart has strong policies against discrimination for many years, and the court unanimously rejects the class certification, because that's what it was about, class certification. that therefore they can't all try that at once. And the majority made clear that the plaintiff's claims were worlds away from showing a company-wide discriminatory pay and promotion policy, because it was also about pay, too. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, took an exception to the court's ruling, saying, or the composition of it anyway, saying that the ruling shows that an activist majority of the Supreme Court, in other words, along party lines who supported them, is making it more and more difficult for any American to have their day in court. And he went on to say that over the past 2 years, the American people have grown frustrated with the notion, and this is his statement, that some corporations are too big to fail. Today's decision will undoubtedly make some wonder whether the Supreme Court has now decided that some corporations are too big to be held accountable. And just one last snippet before we go to our guest, Connie Glazer. The case started a decade ago. There was a woman named Betty Dukes who said the management at the Pittsburgh, California Walmart store where she worked was bypassing her for promotions. And she said, I could see the men going forth and the women in the store stayed in the basic position they were always in, stayed in the same place. So Connie Glazer joins us now, and she's got a book out called Gender Talk Works. Gender Talk Works. Connie, thanks for coming on ATN.
Thank you, Kate.
What was your reaction to, because this plays into this when we talk about discrimination and suits and whatever, what was your reaction to the Supreme Court decision on the Walmart case? You just heard what I said, what Senator Leahy said.
Well, let me preface it, Kate, by sharing with the listeners and so on that, yes, Gender Talk Works is my most recent book. I have written several other books about women's leadership and been an advocate for women for many, many years, for the equality of women's advancement and promotion and so on in the workplace. And one would think, given that I would have been very adverse to the Supreme Court decision. And I have been asked by a number of people, what is my take on it? I think the important thing to keep in mind in here is it was not a case about discrimination at Walmart. I think if you look at the statistics and the anecdotes and the illustrations that were provided, that there is no question about that. The question is, as you said, whether this could move forward as a class action suit. So yeah. It really is a matter of kind of a legal technicality. Can these six women, headed up by Betty Dukes, are they representative of over 1.5 million women who have worked at both Walmart and Sam's Club for over a decade? Does it represent the experience that they had?
Yeah, the Supreme Court, as you just said, that's the difference. They were really just honing in, and that's what it was about, on the classification. So certainly it's a disappointment for some, because as a group now, really they'll have to split off is most likely what would happen. It would have to be individual cases. It doesn't mean they couldn't try to go through this again, but from the little legal background I have, I will believe that some of this would go separately, most likely, and then it would go on an individual basis. Now, obviously, in focusing on gender, like your book says, gender talk, and what's happened, as you said, and this has been your career, some of your career with what's happened with women and the workplace and that kind of thing, do you think on a scale of 1 to 10 things are better for women?
Oh, I absolutely think things are better for women. If you look at the number of women in the workplace, if you look at the number of women who are graduating from medical school, from law school, women who, they are the majority, which is quite remarkable, because when I was in college, it was the rare exception of women who were going to medical school. Now it is the majority who are graduating. The majority of lawyers who are getting out into the field are female. So I think we have seen tremendous change and advancement. Now, I'm not a cockeyed optimist either, and I don't have on rose-colored glasses. I think that women at the very highest level, certainly in corporate America, are very sparsely represented, and I think that there still continues to be a gap. But have we made progress? I absolutely believe we have.
Who, and I guess this is kind of a wild question, but I was talking to somebody from Sweden the other day, and they were just telling me how, you know what, with the whole gender issue in Sweden, it's not there. We just grow up men, women equal. It's not even conversation because we don't have that problem. That's how our culture operates. So I would think if you were just going to say that there wasn't a lot of bias and you went along statistically, Sweden would rank up there, of course, a much smaller country. Where do you think, and you say it's better, and I agree with you, I think so too, but where do you think the United States ranks overall? Certainly below Sweden, if you just took it on face value from what I just
certainly
said.
Certainly below Sweden, and when you look at the very highest level of female CEOs, if you look at the highest level in politics, for instance, I mean, certainly we had a Speaker of the House who was female, but have we ever had a female president? No.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at many other countries, if you look at India, you look at Ireland, you look at the UK, they have all had women in that very top position. Is a woman electable in this country now? We'll see.
I was just going to say, ask Michelle Bachmann,
exactly.
Sarah Palin.
Well,
yeah.
We'll see. I saw her on TV this morning, and
yeah.
I thought she was very articulate, whether you like her politics or not. And I'm not saying I am an advocate. However, I thought that she was an articulate woman who was able to express her point of view rather eloquently.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Connie, it was fun having you on the show. Will you come back again and talk with us?
It would be my pleasure. I think we got a lot of ground to cover.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Connie Glazer, again, Gender Talk Works, 7 Steps for Cracking the Gender Code at Work. That's the name of her book. How about that? That's interesting. The thing with Sweden, of course, I've known for a while. I knew somebody that had gone to Sweden in an exchange education thing, and they had told me that. But we bring up the question of Michelle Bachmann, and I started off the show saying that Michelle Bachmann had come up very strong in Iowa. So what does that mean when you have Mitt Romney, who's polling well, she's just a point behind Mitt Romney? Is there strong support for Michelle Bachmann? Is she really a serious contender? Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab and Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab and Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab and Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of the TSA. This is what tops we can count. Did you hear this story? A woman had to file a complaint over how her mother was treated at the Northwest Florida Regional Airport. Now, this happened last week. Now, the story is just broken wide open. Her name's Jean Weber of Destin. She did file the complaint with the Department of Homeland Security. Her 95-year-old mother. Get what I'm saying here? 95 years old. She was stopped and extensively searched last Saturday when she was trying to get on a plane to fly to Michigan to be with her family during the final stages of her battle with leukemia.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Her mom was in a wheelchair, and this is the worst part of this story. She was asked to remove an adult diaper in order to complete a pat-down search. Janet Napolitano, shame on you. This woman should not be the director of Homeland Security because TSA is underneath her watch, and these people are idiots. I'm sorry. You do not do that. Oh, and this woman is dying. She is going to see her family probably for the last time, and this is what she's subjected to. So you can imagine, she's frail, she's nervous, and now she's humiliated. It doesn't make any sense. And the TSA, what do they say? They say, oh, they can't comment on specific cases because they have to protect the privacy of those involved. But we just don't want to protect the humanity, the privacy, the rights of any Americans who come through the checkpoints. And what do you think a wheelchair is going to do? It's, of course, a wheelchair is going to set things off. But she wasn't stable enough to walk through. She's 95. How many people are dead before they're 95? So what happened? They pull her aside. They take her to another room. They pat her down, all this stuff. Then she has to remove the Depends diaper because it was soiled and it was impeding their search. I mean, really, people, something is definitely wrong here with the TSA. And I am so glad that this story has come to light. And I am so glad that this woman is pursuing some kind of justice for her mother. But there really isn't any. Who cares if they issue an apology? Who cares about that? It's too late. The moment has come and gone. This woman is in the final stages of her life. Ridiculous. All right, so we move on from the TSA, because I could really go off on that one, to gasoline prices. Somebody wants to get elected. How about this gasoline prices? Have you noticed? Have you been pulling in lately to fill up with some petrol? Well, you probably have noticed that it's 11 cents cheaper or so in the last 2 weeks. How much are you paying for gas right now? The national average is $3.62. I can tell you my neck of the woods, $3.37. They say Jackson, Mississippi had the lowest average price for self-serve regular unleaded gas. You know what it was? About $3.32. That's what it was, $3.32. Chicago, man, you guys in Chicago, I love Chicago. It's such a great city. This time of year is an excellent time to go visit Chicago. While the rest of us are melting, their temperatures, they can get, you know, some humidity, it can get hot, but it's not as bad as some other parts. Chicago, highest price, $4.06. Now, gas is going to continue to plummet because they're releasing, well, first of all, the International Energy Agency is releasing 60 million barrels in July. See, people forget that. Everybody's thinking about the strategic petroleum reserves and all that, which will make a difference, and which I don't understand why they're tapping into that in the first place. Because if you've watched the price of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, then you see what the barrel's been doing, and that's why it's been going down. So the IEA, which is made up of industrialized oil-consuming nations, which would be the United States, among others, they said that the 60 million barrels will come down. It's part of the stockpiles, right, to push down crude prices and underpin the global economy. So that's about one-third of the total that will come from the U.S. One-third. So already gas prices were slipping if you watched what a barrel of crude was. Then you throw in the 60 million barrels and it slips even more. It's crazy to say, but you know, people aren't feeling the pain because probably, I'm thinking in another 3 weeks, gas is going to be down another 25 cents. So good in one way, but I'm suspicious in another, let's say. How's that? Definitely suspicious. All right, this is crazy, this whole flash mob deal. You're paying attention to these flash mobs. Every once in a while, you'll see a story. It could be almost in any part of the country, and you'll see something about flash mob. That's like the new buzzword, meaning a bunch of maniacs getting together, trying to throw off the cops and do something like rip off a store. And that happened in a Sears store, sadly to say, in my hometown of Philadelphia. About 40 people stormed in, and it was on the 69th Street store where they did it, because there's a whole bunch of Sears there. And boom, in a flash, they stole thousands of dollars worth of stuff. They came in, I know this area well, they came in the train, and they just hit it. Because what are the cops going to do? It's in an instant, boom, they stole sneakers, socks, watches, jewelry, whatever they could grab. It's like a smash and grab. About 15 kids and one adult were involved in this. And they've rounded off, well, 40 altogether. But the 15 and the one, they were able to catch them. You had an 11-year-old doing this. An 11-year-old. Something is wrong, seriously wrong. An 11-year-old part of a flash mob ripping off a Sears, being taught that that's okay. Grab your sneakers, grab whatever. And sadly, this is not limited to Philadelphia. It's happened in a lot of other areas. This is the new way to rip people off, because it also happened in Chicago over the weekend. They hit a Walgreens. There was about 50 teenagers that were part of this thing that they call the flash mob. Crazy. I hate to just pound in the negative news, but it is We Can Count. It is about numbers. You had a store owner who was killed for $3 worth of lottery tickets. I ask you. The only good thing about this story is there could be some revenge, because the scumbag that did this, they caught him. He went in and just wanted a few dollars worth of lottery tickets. He didn't ask for a few dollars. Hey, man, this is a stick-up. Give me those tickets. No, he killed him. That's what he did. So the bail for this 34-year-old is set at almost $1 million. He's charged with aggravated manslaughter, death by auto, leaving the scene of an accident and the death and robbery and connection with a Saturday killing of a clerk, basically. A guy who was working the pumps, the gas station pumps. And that means New Jersey, because that's the one state where you can pump, you can't pump your own gasoline. And so that's what happened with this guy. He wanted $3 worth of lottery tickets. Oh, man. They got him. And it's on tape. But it's sad. Because, of course, he had a family and, you know, the rest of the story. It's going to be negative. Has a family. Just want to be in America. And then this happens to him. And $3 worth of lottery tickets. I mean, really. Got to be kidding. Since we're on the money train, let's talk about this one for a second. I happened to read a story, I guess it was going into the weekend, I think I read it. It was from one of the financial pages. And they're talking about the debt ceiling. And they're worried, they're saying that investors in the bond market are really up a creek without a paddle, because they could lose up to $100 billion if the economy loses its AAA rating. That would, and if they got a ratings downgrade, because a ratings downgrade could result in higher bond yields, lower prices, could also mean the Treasury pays $2.3 billion to maybe $3.75 billion a year or more in interest on facing an incredible annual budget deficit. So if they say if Standards and Poor's or any of the other major rating agencies downgrade the U.S., the treasuries would drop in value by $100 billion. That is huge. Huge. Because, of course, the yield on a 10-year treasury note fell dramatically, almost 3% on Friday. That's a low for the year. And I keep saying to myself, though, we talk about this debt ceiling. When do we learn? When does somebody pay the price for this? And the answer is, my friends, we are constantly paying the price for stupid mistakes in Washington. We're not even operating with a budget. It's time to settle this and slash. Gotta figure out a way to get closer to a balanced budget. All right, the weekly re-rack is next. We're talking dream cars with Bob Long, in case you missed it.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
America tonight. Well, everybody knows I have a dream car, but I haven't revealed what it is. So I thought, what a perfect time to do this when we've got the master of the automotive world, Bob Long, on with us. He's a host of Auto World, and you can check out autoworldradio.com. He talks about everything when it comes to cars, all kinds of things, selling new and used cars, looking at some of the hot, new, sexy machines that are coming out, pretty much everything and anything. Bob, thanks for spending some time on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
All right, do you have a dream car?
Oh, I've got a bunch. You know, I'm always playing fantasy lottery. If I win the lottery, I get to buy five cars. What are they going to be? So, you know, I love the unobtainable. I love the Ferraris and the Aston Martins, and I love the new Mercedes SLS. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to a ZR1 Corvette. I wouldn't be opposed to, oh, some of the ridiculously expensive supercars. I just love exotic cars and dream cars.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's funny, you mentioned a couple that would make my list, and then you just hit it. You said Mercedes-Benz. Benz, the SLS AMG. Unbelievable, this baby. You'd probably know more about the car than me. It goes 0 to 60 in like 3.5 seconds. It has those cool doors, that the gull wing doors that open up. And then somebody told me, you know, if this car were to be in an accident or flip over or whatever, they literally... they have, I guess, explosive charges. I thought they were kidding me. Explosive charges, that's right, that are hidden in the hinges. What does that do?
Exactly. It blows those gull wings off. and this is inspired by the original gull wing, which came out in the 50s, the 300SL. So this is a modern interpretation of that as a nice 6.3-liter normally aspirated engine. And it's actually a relative bargain because the car it replaces was called the SLR McLaren Mercedes, cost $400,000. This one you can have for a shad over $200,000, unless you want the convertible, which is upcoming. That's going to be a little bit more. So it's a bargain supercar.
Yeah, bargain, I like the way you said it. Yeah, I'm just waiting to win the lottery too, Bob. Bargain, sure. Now, if I win the lottery, I'm going to get my man, Matt Johnson, a car, and I think he'd be perfect in the Corvette ZR1. I love this puppy too, and it's not quite as expensive. And I don't, are Corvettes still pretty, is that the car that people still fantasize about too on a lower level, I guess?
Yeah, well, Corvettes have, you know, kind of snuck up a little bit in price over the years, but they've got something for everybody. I mean, there's a base one at 50, there's a Grand Sport at about 65, a 505 horsepower Z06 in the $70,000-$80,000 range, and then you go to the one we're going to get Matt here, the ZR1. This is the most powerful engine ever put in a production General Motors vehicle. It's 630 horsepower, do 0 to 60 in the threes. We'll do over 200 miles an hour, carbon fiber pieces on it. The paint alone on that car, you know, costs a couple of $1,000 a gallon, and it's about $120,000. So another bargain.
Yeah, I like that, another bargain. Hey, I know you've spent time with Jay Leno, and he's I had a chance to meet him one time, and he's a huge car fanatic, a huge car nut. What does he have in his garage? What are his bevy of beauties? What does he have?
Jay Leno has a real eclectic collection of not only cars but motorcycles, but it runs the gamut. I mean, Jay has a fondness for weird stuff. He's got steam-powered vehicles. He's got electric vehicles. He's got fire engines. You know, he's got muscle cars. He loves some of the old classics like Duesenbergs and old Bentleys. But he has modern-day cars, too, kind of the hallmark of 90s supercars, the McLaren F1, which cost $1 million back then. Nowadays, on the used market, they're about $4 million. Jay has one of those. He's got an SLS, I'll tell you that. He does not have the world's most expensive car, which is the Bugatti Veyron, which is a 16-cylinder, 4-turbocharged beast of a vehicle that will go more than 260 miles an hour. Cost you $2.3 million. He does not have one of those, but he's got just about everything else that you can imagine, and including a lot of custom built stuff. I know he's got a vehicle that General Motors did for him with one of his older vehicles. Is an old Oldsmobile Toronado, and they put modern day Corvette mechanicals under the hood, so it's a screamer. Jay's amazing.
Are dream cars, do you think, Bob, mostly what men, men fantasize about cars more than women, or no, that's kind of, we're kind of bridging that gender gap thing?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you probably averaged it out, probably more men do fantasize about these dream cars than women. But certainly if you get into the Hollywood set, the acting and the musical artists, I mean, a lot of these folks that have the means to have these kind of cars, you know, it's almost like a piece of jewelry for them. They've got to have it. But I think it's universal. Everybody has a dream car, even if it's sometimes I'll ask people on my program, you know, what would you love to own? And some of them will say, you know, a high-end Ford F-150 pickup truck. It just all depends on what floats your boat. But interesting that we're seeing a little bit of hybrid technology meld into the supercar realm. Porsche is introducing this car for 2013. It's called the 918 Spyder. And it combines a 500-horsepower V8 engine with 4 electric motors at each wheel. And when it's in electric mode, it actually gets about 99 miles to the gallon. But when it's in full-out performance mode, the two combinations, the 500 horsepower plus about 250 horsepower from the electric, you end up with a 750 horsepower vehicle, which is amazing. And Jag has an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous car. It's called the X75. They're only going to make about 100 of them a year, and it too will meld technology with a normal gasoline engine and electric wheels. The Porsche is $845,000 and the Jag is $700,000. So get in line. They're not going to make that many.
I love that. So for all the people that are listening to us right now, just like, oh, you're depressing me. You mentioned this, rock stars and people in the movie industry, because they make big salaries, like they can afford it. Like you, I love the way you described it. It's like a piece of jewelry. So are we seeing a lot of these cars mostly on the West Coast? Or no, you can see them in other places, but the bulk is on the West Coast.
Yeah, a lot in California. Certainly when it comes to athletes, anywhere in the country. The problem is, you know, the hockey players and the baseball players can fit into a lot of these supercars, but the basketball players and the football players can't. I know Shaquille O'Neal actually had a stretch version of a Lamborghini done for him because he just simply could not fit behind the wheel. So he went to the extra added expense over the Lamborghini, which was already, you know, $350,000. He had to pay a couple of extra $100,000 to have somebody make a customized stretch version for him.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just in California a couple of months ago, and one thing I did notice, and this is not one of these big, expensive dream cars, but I noticed a lot of young, good-looking guys, it just happened to be, as I was looking on the 101, were driving those Chevrolets, the Camaros, that you see on Hawaii 5.0. And somebody in L.A. told me, well, of course, this is Hollywood, and Hawaii 5.0 is popular. A lot of young people watch it, and so that's what they're getting.
It's true. And the Camaro's been a huge hit for Chevrolet, you know, coming back after an absence. They've had a lot of what they call conquest buyers, people that never would have bought a Chevy product, let alone a Camaro, get into the Camaro. So that's been a big hit. And, of course, all the muscle cars, these modern-day incarnations of the Mustang, the GT, the upcoming Boss, the Shelby GT500, the Dodge Challenger, which looks like it stepped out of 1971. The SRT8 variant is the hottest one there. 470 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque, you know, with all the luxury and convenience features, about 25 miles to the gallon. The golden age of vehicles. It really is, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding. And some of these hot cars, well, you think you'll ever, well, you look at the engines, will you ever see these be electric cars?
Well, as a matter of fact, the SLS, they're going to make an E version, an all-electric version of that. It's probably going to be about $500,000. They also, Fisker is a gentleman. Henrik Fisker used to be head designer for Aston Martin, and he has his own company. It's called Fisker Automotive, F-I-S-K-E-R. And he has a very beautifully styled sedan called the Karma, which is an electric vehicle with a gasoline backup power plant. That's a beautiful car. It's only about $80,000.
Yeah. Gee, only $80,000. Yeah, nothing. All right, America Tonight listeners, what are your dream cars? 800-259-5791. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend, Bob Long from Auto World. Check him out, autoworldradio.com. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you, Kate. You're the best.